Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Learning Masechtas Roshana Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. We're going back to Daf Chav Vav Amar Beis, the sugya of the Mishnah and the Gemara there. The Mishnah says Shayfush Rosh Hashanah Shal Yal Poshit. A Yal is not a ram; it's like a mountain goat, and Poshit means it's a straight shayfer that's not bent. And the Mishnah discusses other things about the Shefer. That the Gemara brings him Levi, Misal Shurashanim Shem Kippurim Bekfufin. That Roshanim Kippur has to be a bent Shefer. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? But the Mishnah says, it's Shayal Pashit. It's a mountain goat and a straight Shefer. Udomakai Tanya, the Tanya of Yudah Imer. Roshanim Yatekim Shal Scharim Kfufin Ubiyavus Bishal Yehla. Now Roshanim, they have a Scharim, which is a ram, Kfufin, which is bent. So Taisus says in Arichus, Taisus starts off saying, you have a problem that the previous Mishnah, Chavavim and Aleph, said, Kol HaShayfim K'sherim Chutz Mishal Parah, and it basically says that even a Parah is Kasher, so it sounds like all the Shayfers are K'sherim. And here, the time the Mishnah is saying it's Shal Yael, has to be a mountain goat, and Rabbi Levi is saying, I mean, brings Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Charim, it should be a ram. So Taisa starts off saying that really they only argue l'chatchila. The first Mishnah was talking about b'di'evit, what you could be yetsu with b'di'evit. And there, all shayfers are kasher, except shalparim, and according to Abayis, even mishalparim. And Taisa brings three rayas to this. First of all, Rabbi Levi says mitzvah shir Rosh Hashanah. It sounds like just the mitzvah, it's not ma'akev. Second of all, you learn it out from the pasuk. The holding shayfer is learned out from the pasuk from Avayta shayfer chu b'chedesh shvi avara avara. Doesn't say anything about pashit or kafaf about a ram. It says shayfer whenever it's called a shayfer. And third of all, it's not mashma that there's a third cheetah. We have the Mishnah for the earlier Mishnah Chavavim and Aleph. It says in Machlekes if kol shayfer is ksheirin chutz mishal paro or even mishal paro. And then the Mishnah sounds like a new thing. Shayfer Hashanah shayal pashit. So if you learn it's just the chatchila, so mil, it's a new thing. But Taisus Lamaisa is chayzer from this because he's bothered that if you learn out from Xeris Shava, if it was just Dam La Mitzvah, what does that do with Xeris Shava? The Mitzvah makes sense with Shana is Kayef because Kol Kama the Kayfi Nish Tveim Ali. And by Yevil, it's nothing to do with that. Yevil is a simon for Shalua Chavadim. So why would it have to be Kafav? What would be the Pshat? It wouldn't be Negei the Xeris Shava for such a thing. So that's what Taisus chayzer. He fears us the kacha yinir li mitag zed the ain yaitz ela b'kafav. L'maisin has to be kafav. Now the Rosh brings down the whole thing, and the Rosh is nearly the kusha chalushi zayis luchas kolamayas hachazaka shekasavti. Sounds like a weak kasha, shmacha kasha to be matcha all these rayas chazakas. You could say, stam, since it's Xeris Shava, you learn out from Xeris Shava, so we want all the dinim to be exactly the same. And that's good for the machlekes. Rabbi Levi holds that since Xeris Shava, we want all the dinim to be exactly the same. And if you do all Xeris Shava, what's a chiyuv? But for a mitzvah, you're not going to be medamed the two. So it's a machlekes. Is this likuva? And we're arguing on the previous Mishnah, or is it lechatchila? The Ramban, the Rashba, the Dvan, the Ran, all the Rishonim hold like the Rosh, like Taisus, the Taisus said originally that the whole Mishnah is lechatchila. But the Rishonim hold like Taisus. The guy Maimon, he brings from the smag and the rain that he holds like Taisus, that Kfufim is Ma'akev, it's Mikir Adin. Now the Rishonim say another Nakuda also. They say that this din of Kfufim, like Rabbi Levi said, Mitzvah Shur Hashanah Shem Kurim B'Kfufim, the din of Kfufim, that it should be a Ben Shafer, that's the Mitzvah. They say if it's Pashit, it's B'di'evid. B'di'evid, even Pashit is good, because who state anything about Kafuf? But lechatchila, you need kafuf. But the din ayil leitaina is even less than that. Ayil is just a mitzvah min hamuvchar. We have in the Gemara earlier, Daf Yud Zayin, that lama teikim ashefer shal ayil kdei liskar akadasi shal yitzchak. I mean, the Gemara tez Zayin. Lama teikim ashefer shal ayil mugadish baruch hu tikl fanim shefang she'eskucham akedi tzitzim ben avron. Umalani alechem kilakadim askam lefanai. It should be as if we ma'akid ourselves in front of Hashem. But that's a mitzvah min hamufkar. That's what the Rosh brings to Ramban. He says there are three things. Mitzvah min hamufkar is ayil. Lechatchila is anything that's kafuf. But the avid is anything at all, except for shalpar. See, Taisus earlier over there in Daf Zayin, b'shefer shal ayil, he brings down the Mishnah on Chavavim and Aleph The paragu beds and tan their base and maksha av mishal para av a kaim lekar bihuda de teigim mishal elam kafufim. So the chayyot teizel shitasei that he holds that kafuf is makif and he holds that ayil is also makif. But the rishayim hold the whole gemara there of lama teigim mishal ayil just means that was the minik to use an ayil. It was a mitzvah and a mufchir. As I bring the rishayim, as I bring the peiskim. The Rambam is interesting, it's not 100% clear. The Rambam's mashma also, like the Taisus's maskana and the snag in the Iram. The Rambam says like this, V'shayfish ha-taykim by bein b'rashana bein b'yayvul u'karen ha-kavosim kafuf. That's the din of Reb Levi. V'chol ha-shayfish psulim chutz mi-karen ha-kavis. That's the Rambam. So you see, he doesn't say that Kol HaShef is Kshem Chutz Mishal Parah. He says, Kol HaShef is Psul Chutz Mikarin HaKavis. So you need an ayil, Mikir Adin. Now, L'chari doesn't say clearly, also you need Kof of Mikir Adin. He doesn't say that clearly. He says, Shef is taken by Barash Hashana is Karin Kvasim Kofov. And then he says, Kol HaShef is Psul Chutz Mikarin HaKavis. He doesn't say Chutz Mikarin HaKavis Kofov. It sounds like ayil is Ma'akav, and Kofov he doesn't say. The Ravid writes, so the Rav is like the other Rishonim, like the Rosh and the Ramban and the Rajma, the Dvon, and the Ran, that it's only a mitzvah l'chachilu b'kfufim. But the Beis Yosef brings the Kolbay and the Aruch Chaim that says that when the Rav says keves, he's not going to mind ayiz and tayish and yal. They're all keves, as long as they're kfufim. The Beis Yosef says it's not mashma that way. But the Taz wants to learn the way. The Taz wants to learn that the Rambam is in Gansa Maskim to the other Rishonim. Because he starts off, Shefesh are taken by Bein Roshana Bein B'yevul Karen Kvasim Kofov. So Kofov is not Makiv. And then when he says, Kol HaShefesh Psul Mechutz Mikaren HaKeves, he doesn't mean you need Dafka Ayo. Anything is called Keves. Eiz, Tayesh, Eilam, they're all called Keves. So Kumdes will be exactly like the Rosh and the Rishonim. But the Mefarshim don't learn that way. It's interesting, the Taz says that the Pasuk says, Shor Seh Kevasim Seh Izim, and Ayol Tzvi V'yachmur. So the Seh Kevasim Seh Izim, and just like Ayol, he says, is also Seh, so who then Tzvi and Yachmur, Yachmur is a Yol, is also Seh. But all the Mefarshim, all the Achrayim after them, the Rebbe Kivegan, the Chsam Seif, and the Nesif Chaim, and others, say there's a difference between an ayil and an ayo. An ayo is some type of a mountain goat, some type of a gazelle, whatever it is, which is not an ayil, which is not a seh. Seh is only kvasim and izim. Sheep and goats are seh. But the other ones are chayes. The chayes bissel shver to say that the kevis, some rishonim say it, that a kevis includes goats and yehelim. Al kabbanim, that's the thing. The ikashita is that all shayfis are good. Just lechatchila you need kafuf and lemitzim and amufcha you need ayil. That's the ikah shita. But there is a shita like Taisa Maskana that if it's not an ayil kafuf, it's possible to be the edit. Now let's sit the Gemara on the afkav zayinim and aleph because the Mishnah says that the shayfer in the Beis Hamikdash had shnei chatzeches min atzadim, and the Mishnah says the shayfer is marich and the chatzeches are makatzeis shemitzis hayayim b'shayfer. So the Gemara asks the kasha. How could you have the Shaif and the Chatzaychus together, Utrei Kolim Mi Mishtami, could you hear two voices together, two sounds together, V'tanya, Zocha V'shama B'di B'recha Nemru, Mashayna Pei Yechoyel Daber, Ma'ayna Eizin Yechoyel D'Shmaya. Zocha V'shama was said in one Dibur, a mouth can say two things at once, and an ear can't hear two things at once. So how could you be the Shaif and the Chatzaychus you could play together? As a effect, the Gemara Kasha. So the true heaven wants to know, what's so Shvei? An ear can't hear both things. But let's say he wants to hear one of them, even though the other one's going on. Maybe he couldn't hear that. So now the ear can hear the shayfer, even though the chatzaytzis are playing, but he can listen to the shayfer and tune out the chatzaytzis. What do you see from Zacham Hashem and not that way? Zacham Hashem means he can't hear both. Who says he can't hear one? So Zakhtar Turi Evan Agval Megachidish, that there's a chiyav to hear chatzaytzis also. We might be learning that the chatzaytzis have to be there in the mikdash because says b'chatzaytzis we call shayfer. We have the Gemara later. They learn it out from a pasuk that you have the chatzaytzis in the mikdash. So male zechiv listen to both. So that's the Gemara's kasha. How could you hear both? And what's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz is l'kach marach b'shayfer. That's why you make the shayfin longer. What's pshat in the teretz? That at the time that you have the shayfin and the chatzeches together, you're listening bigger to the chatzeches. When you marich b'shayfer, then you're listening to the shayfer. He says that's what the Gemara means, because mitzvah sayayim b'shayfer. The ikka mitzvah b'shayfer. So we have a choice. One of them you're going to have to listen to while they're together, and the other one you're going to listen to separately. So the reason why we marich b'shayfer is, you want to listen to the chatzeches when they're together, and then the shayfer separately. But if you do the other way, we'll be more afraid that you won't listen to the shayfer when it's together. The one that you have separately, then we know for sure you listen to. The other one, we're pretty sure. We rely on you. So since the ikka mitzvah is b'shayfer, we want the shayfer to be the one that we're 100% sure, and the chatzeches is the one that we're willing to take a chance on. As I teach the Turing Evan, a gewaltige teich. But that's a big kiddush. He's saying, shtei kolam b'shmoy means you can't hear both. But you could hear one. The Rishayim say, kloy not the way. The Ridvam says on the Maris Kasha, l'meimit shekolam b'shmoy pirish yishma kol shayfer shemitzis ayayim mibain shtei chatzeches. Send me the Taiz Rid. He says, Trey calling me Mishnaim, Pirish, he says, Mafurish, not like the three heaven. Pirish, hey, to think of Trey calling, Chad Mavav Vachavre, each one mixes on the other, the ain't on a maven, a fuel echem mehem. Kamachanam, is that the case, Shafe, is that the case, and a maven, loikol Shafe, and loikol Hatzaitzos. Mishnaim say Mafurish, and the Pshaiz, can't hear either one of them. Now, it's very negating the teretz of the Gemara. Because first the Gemara says he's marech b'shefer, but then at the end the Gemara says that mitrei gavi mishtami. Now, you could hear from two different people. So the Dvas says, that's good for what the Gemara means. You can hear both of them, but if you have trei kolim, mitrei gavi, and you only have to hear one of them, the kol shefer, and that's the mitzayim, that you could hear. That you can mechaven with the kol shefer, which is sarach l'shemim, mibayin kailas echatzeitzres. But they hear both of them, you can't even betray Gavri. Azayda Teis Rid also says that. And then the Maskana Sagamara is even to hear one Kail from two is only by Chaviv. So Kumdis, to hear both is Bechal Machayach. When it's from Trey Gavri, you can hear one of them, but the Maskana Sagamara is only by Chaviv. But according to Evan Fakert, you have to hear both. So from Trey Gavri, the Pshat is you can hear both. And by Chaviv, the Pshat is you can hear both. Now, what I don't understand so well according to Re'evan is, the Gemara brings a raya that it has to be chaviv, because by Torah it says you can't have two people being kare, but by Hal and Megillah you can have even 10 people being kare, 10 people being matai, 10 people being kare. Al Mekevin the chaviv yav dait, Yachanan Mekevin the chaviv yav dait the Vishama. So why would it be according to Re'evan that you'll have to hear both? Re'evan holds even before we know you can hear one. Now the Gemara would have to be mechadish, you can hear both. And by Torah, you see, you can't hear both. And by Megillah, you see, you could hear both. So vice by Chav, you can hear both. But what's the pshat? Why do you have to hear both? Why wouldn't it be hearing one would be enough? Vice is the three Evans naming on that if two people are reading the Torah, reading the Megillah or Halal, you're going to have to hear both. I'm not sure you understand why. In the Rishayim, no. In the Rishayim means you can hear one, because Yitaka could only hear one. See, in the Rishayim, it's a little bit more meduyik. The Brisa, Mzach of Hashem, Dibach Nem, Mashaina Ozi Nechayel Lishmaya, because according to Re'evan, Eina Ozi Nechayel Lishmaya could, if it's Chaviv, you can hear both. Unless, because that's Chad Gavra. But Chad Gavra, you can't hear both, even if it's Chaviv. That's Mestamid of Shat. By Trey Gavra, then you can hear both. But only if it's Chaviv. But the Rishayim is saying, no, you can never hear both. You can never hear both. By Trey Gavra, you can hear one if it's Chaviv. You see, the truth is, I saw that Rav Dostovich tells soon, he's right. There's a Gemara later, all at the end of the Masechta, if I'm down in the days, the Gemara says, Shama Teisha Tekiyas Mites Bnei Adam Lo Yatsa. If you hear 9 Tekiyas from 9 different people, you're not Yatsa. And Rashi says, you're not curious that, because Trey Kali Mi Trey Gavri Yatsa, it says in our Gemara. So even if you have 9 people, one's blowing a Tekiyah, and one's blowing a Shvarim, and one's blowing a Tekiyah, the Tekiyah afterwards, and you have 9 people, 6 of them are blowing tkiyas, and 3 of them are blowing truas, and yaitzah, because you could hear everything. Now Taisus says, no, Taisus is not yaitzah, Idis Gemara says you could hear. He says, but you need a pshutal of fanan, a pshutal achareh. You're hearing all at one time, that's not called the pshutal of fanan, a pshutal achareh. As I say, the Rash over there. But the Rashba there says that you can only hear one. But he had nine people being decayed at the same time. He can't heal nine of them. So you see, the Rashba holds taka like the Ridvan and like the Taisus Rid, that the whole Gemara is discussing hearing one of them. But hearing two of them, that's b'chol matshayich, even by Chavit. But l'chari, you see from Rashi and Taisus not the way. Rashi says, Yaman Mashyetsu with nine people. And even Taisus only says the Tam Yina Yetsu because you don't have an Allah Seydi. You don't have one l'fnei, one l'achareh. But Vaisus al-Kabana by Chavit, you can hear both. And that would be l'chari raya, that when it's not Chavit, al-Kabana can hear one, like the Tiri Evan, l'chari it's a machalikis v'sheinim. And now let's go back to the Gemara. First teretz of the Gemara was that the Shefer is Marech, and you're going to hear the Shefer after the Chatzetz race. So the Gemara says on this, L'meimer the Chishama Seif Tkiyah B'loi Tkilas Tkiyah Yatzah. So that shows you, if let's say there was a Tkiyah, and all you heard was the end of the Tkiyah Yatzah, U'memela, and if that's true, the Tkilas Tkiyah B'loi Seif Tkiyah is also Yatzah. If you heard the beginning, and then you hear the end, you're also Yatzah. Tashema. It says in the Mishnah, Taka b'rishayna, u'mashach b'shniya k'shtayim, em b'yad el ha'achas. You're blowing a tkiya, and you had a tkiya b'rishayna, and then you blew the trua, and then you blew the tkiya, the second tkiya, you made it like as long as two tkiyas. All you have is one. V'amai? The salakal b'tarti. Why don't you have two? Because the end is good, and the beginning is good. You have the beginning without the end for the first one, and the end without the beginning for the second one. So the Gemara says, "Psuki tikasvati le peskina." If you have a tki, you only heard the beginning, only heard the end, that's good. But to go and make one tki into two different tkiyas, that you can't do. So it's machleis yishenim. Machleis yishenim malachal lemaisa. If someone was taka b'shniyam, he's mashach b'shniyah k'shtayim. Pashas the Gemara is saying, "Embiyad al achas" means that it's one tkiya. In other words, it'll be the tki at the end of the Seder, and now you can start the new Seder. The Ritz Ben Gaya says, Machme, he says that Ein B'yad El Achas means it doesn't work at all. And what does it mean, Ein B'yad El Achas? Ein B'yad El Achas means you only have the first tki you did before the Truah. But this tki of Bechal didn't work. And it means the Yerushalmi that says it. Shainim discussed Pshat and the Yerushalmi. We're not going to go into the Yerushalmi. But that, the ik of the Ritz Gaius holds that you lose the entire tkiyah. And he says, I have it right from the Lashon and the Mishnah, why did it say taka b'rishayna? Why did it say taka b'rishayna? Why did it just say, mashach tkiyah k'shtayim, and b'yad al-achas? You want to make a tkiyah, the two tkiyahs, you only have one. Elamai, to tell you that b'yad al-achas doesn't mean you have this tkiyah. It only means you have the first tkiyah. That's what the Ritz Gaius learns. So you now you're to this tkiyah at all. We'll get into the svara why, but first, Ikedin. The Ritz Gaius is saying that when you wanted the tkiyah to be two different tkiyahs, and it can't be two different tkiyahs because psukit tkiyahs of a title of Peskinon, you lose the entire tkiyah. And Ein B'yad El Achas means the first tkiyah. So Yishayim Abadli, why don't you also lose the first tkiyah? It should be a hefsik. As a sugi later, if you make a koil in between the tkiyah true and tkiyah, you lose the whole thing. It's a hefsik. Now, not everyone holds it a din hefsik. You're going to have to say that the Ritz Gaius holds that the Hefsik is not Ma'akiv. The Goyin Grana says that Lefizat, we don't pass like the Ritz Gaius. Because we pass that Hefsik is Ma'akiv. So we don't hold like the Ritz Gaius. Now about the Ritz Gaius is Ha'ara. Why did it say Taka B'Rishayna B'Chlal? Why did it just say Mashach Atkiyat Kishtayim M'Yad El Achas? The Rabban says two Teretz. His first Teretz is that if we just say Mashach Atkiyah B'Shtayim Ein B'yad El Achas, you would think it means the first Tkiyah. And the reason why Ein B'yad El Achas is because you don't have a Tkiyah before and after. But he doesn't like that Pshat so much. He says another Pshat, which all the Rishayim bring, that there wouldn't be any Chiddush if you weren't talking about Rishayim, which is a Sikkel Chiddush, this Pshat. But there wouldn't be any Chiddush. Why? Because what's going to make it two? L'mais l'maskani, we say that nothing can make it two. But there was a haven and it becomes two. Why should it be two? Elamai, because they have two shia tkiyas, but tkiya doesn't have a shia lamala. See, even though you have two minimum tkiyas, but what makes it two? Why isn't it just one long tkiya? The haven and it should be two is only because, since the first one was a certain size, we'll call it, let's say, 5 seconds, and then the second one is 10 seconds, that's what makes it two. But if you wouldn't have a first one that was smaller, so then it's not shaykh to call the second one two. But that's why it says Taka B'Rishayna. Malkopanim, The Ritzgeis holds Ein Biyad Al-Achas means you're not Yetzer all. And the Rishaynim hold Ein Biyad Al-Achas means Yetzer one. Now the Rabbanas and the Ritzgeis in the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara, when it says that the Shefer is Marich and Yetzer with the part of the Shefer that's afterwards, the Gemara says like this, L'meimra, the Chisham is saved Tkiyah B'loi Tchilas Tkiyah Yetzer. So you see that just here in the end is good enough. And therefore, Mimela, the Tchilas Tkiyah is also good enough. According to the Ritzgeis, why did you have to make that addition? According to the Rishonim, where the Pshat is, the Mishnah is telling you that you get one. And the question is, why don't you get two? So you have to point out both these things. You have to point out, first of all, the Seif Tkiyah alone is good enough. You also have to point out that Mimela, the Tchilas Tkiyah is good enough. So, when you mashach b'shniyah k'shtayim, why is it only one? It should be two. So the kash and the mishnah is gebait on both of them. Mashengin, according to the Ritzgeis, who the mishnah is saying you don't have anything. So you could just ask the kash for safety here. Why don't you at least have one? Because you have the safety here. Let's say the safety here alone is enough and the tchilas key alone is not enough. So you'll still have one. You'll have the safety here. And the mishnah, according to Ritzgeis, is saying you have nothing. So why would the Gemara is mavur that you already have one and the kash is you should have two? Because the Gemara says that we're asking two, that we're making two anachas. Seif tki alone is enough, that's what you told me, and now I also know memela tchilas tki alone is enough, and now I should have two. But if you're going to tell me that the Mishnah says you have zero, so why do we have to go to the memela tchilas tki? Ask straight from the safe key. If you have the safe key, so why don't you at least have one? That's the Ramban's kasha. Now, Rashi, he says, the Ramaskal Mamela, Rashi is very interesting. Rashi is the Mali safe, but Kila Mali Kila Boy safe, fine. Umishum de Boy la Suvetavayu Dayakach the Yuka. Because you want to ask on both, it says it's Diyuk. Sounds like Rashi is a little bit bothered. That's what Chdish Iran says, Rashi is the Chayyaz Muduyuk like the Ritzgeyas. That really we do have a kasha from Seif. We grant it also want to ask from Tchila. By Bar also we're asking from Tchila. So that would be like the Ritzgeis. That ain't a chanami. It's only a dik of saying, you can be matcha like that. That really the Gemara could have asked from Seif, but the Gemara wanted to ask from both. That's what's mashmin Rashi. Because if you're going to learn like Rav Yishenim, stam, the kasha is not a good kasha unless you have both. Because the kasha was you should have two tkiyas. And that you have to say in order to ask the kasha that the safe key alone is enough and the tchilas key alone is enough, and then you have two. Rashi wouldn't have to say, Mishum de Boyle Sweet Vai Daik after Yuka. The Gemara needed the diuk. Otherwise, they didn't have any kasha. Elamai, the kasha and the safe, you didn't need the diuk. You grana also want to ask a kasha and the tchila. Azayz Medaik Duran. Chayrich the Gediuk. The Ritva says he doesn't need the kasha so stark because. Let's say he'll say safe key alone is good enough, but tchila is not. So he would say also in this case you'd have nothing. Because just like the Ritzgeis is saying that when you mechavim for two and you don't have two, you have nothing. So let's say the safe is good enough. But what were you mechavim the safe for? You mechavim the safe to be the beginning of the next Seder. How would that make it that the safe would work for the last Seder? So that's what he's saying. According to the Ritzgeis, also you have to shtel avek. That safe is good enough, and tchila is good enough, and then you'll have two. But if only safe is good enough, you won't have anything with the Ritzgeis. Just like the Ritzgeis holds, that if you want the two, and you don't have two, you don't have anything. So here, what are you going to say? But at least you should have the safe, but the safe you wanted to be the beginning of the next Seder. It wouldn't work for the end of this Seder. That's not in the Ritva. That's why he says that's not so sure. But getting to the Svaris HaMachlokes. What's the Svaris HaMachlokes exactly? The Ritzgeis is saying that the fact that your kavana was to have two, you can't make it one kenegedus kavana. He wanted two. You can't automatically turn it into one. And the man says, why not? Because the Gemara talks about, on Chav Chesem and Aleph, the Gemara is a machlokes if the keil is shir yaitzu or not. If mitzvah shrikas kavana, mitzvah ain't shrikas kavana. So if you hold the keil is shir yaitzu, so goodness, you don't need any kavana. So it won't be wrong if you're mechavim for both. L'maisa, I have the tkiyah here. What's the difference what I was mechavim for? L'maisa, it is the tkiyah. You're telling me it's only one tkiyah. You need seif, you need tchila. You can't be mafsid tkiyah l'shtayim, fine. But I have one tkiyah. What's the difference if I wanted it to be two tkiyahs and I ended up it's really one tkiyah? What's the difference who my kavana is? Mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. And even if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, that's the keil l'shir. You bechlal din have kavana l'shem mitzvah. You tekeil l'shir. So Mameila, you're not Yaitza, it's not a mitzvah. But if you're Tekeya L'Shei mitzvah, you wanted the Tekiyah should be two Tekiyahs, and it ended up being one Tekiyah. You didn't know Hilchas Shefer good enough. Okay. But Al-Kapani with Tekiyah L'Shei mitzvah Tekiyah Shefer, you thought it'll be two Tekiyahs, it really ends up that's really only one Tekiyah. What's the problem? As a fact, the Rishayim. That's what they're in banals. They're in banals, it can't be such a problem, like we're saying, they're banals, there's no din, you need kavana. If even if a mitzvah tzvichs kavana, all you need is kavana l'shem. Mitzvah, you don't need kavana l'shem, what the tkiyah is for. The Rashi, you see this Yerushalmi, I don't want to go into pshat in the Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi and Mayrach, but the Ramban learns pshat in the Yerushalmi is not at all. The way he learns the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi doesn't say anything. Even according to the Yerushalmi, it's yaitza one tkiyah. The Rashba holds that Yerushalmi is saying you're not Yaitz at all. But the Rashba says it's takatoli if your mitzvah tzrichs kavana, it's ain't tzrichs kavana. If your mitzvah ain't tzrichs kavana, avadi Yaitz. But if your mitzvah tzrichs kavana, so then who had in the pratim, you need the kavana, not only a kavana for tkiya shayfa, you need the kavana for which tkiya it is. And since you want the two tkiya, since it's really only one tkiya, so come dice, you shtal the neck is two tkiya, and you need kavana, you don't have kavana, it should be one tkiya. So merely you're not Yaitz. But the Ran says a gemal degesvara to explain the Ritz Geis. The Ran says that the Yerushalmi would be even if el mitzvahs ain't shichas kavana. But the keil is sheir niyaitza. The goshir is a davar shel chayil. So fine, it's not a kavana altogether. The keil without kavana niyaitza. But if your kavana is for a different tkiya, you can't be this tkiya. If you're mechavan for one mitzvah, it can't be another mitzvah. That's how he learns misasek that you mechavan for chinuch. Then it can't be a tkiya shefer because he mechavim for a different mitzvah. He brings the Gemara in Zvachim Nav Gimel that says mina makrovei the lav mina loy makrovei. There's a din a carbon has to be shechta lishma. If you shechta oil l'shem shlamim, it's called shalay lishma. It's ain oil l'bal l'shem chavase. But if you shechta an oil l'shem chulin, it's called lishma. Why? Zoi the Gemara mina makrovei lav mina loy makrovei. I think his svar is like this. If your own mitzvah ain't shichas kavana, it means you blow a shayfa, it's a mela mitzvah tkiya shayfa. If your own mitzvah is shichas kavana, you have to make it into a mitzvah tkiya shayfa. But like the Yishayim say, if you're mechavin shalei l'shem mitzvah, that's a problem. When you're mechavin, it should be one tkiya, it can't be a different tkiya. When you're mechavin, it should be a tkiya at the end, it can't be a tkiya in the beginning. That's the mina machrba. A tkiya at the end is a steer to tkiya in the beginning. Tkiya l'shir is not a steer to l'shem mitzvah. It's nothing. Tkiya l'shir is zero. It's lav mina. It's not. That means there's no kavana. Okay? There's no kavana. Fine. Well, nice, you did the mitzvah. But if you tkiya with a kavana for this tkiya, so it's that tkiya. It can't be the other tkiya. If it's a tkiya at the end, it can't be tkiya in the beginning. If it's two tkiyas, you can have for two tkiyas, it can't be one tkiya. That is a kavana. And that kavana shafts that it's a tekiya of two tekiyas, and you can't do that. So mela, it can't be a tekiya. Can't be a tekiya connected to the kavana. It can be a tekiya without your kavana. Tekiya l'shir is no kavana. It can't be a tekiya negative your kavana. That's how the Ran learns up the Yerushalmi. And he says he has a shayla if the Bavli is agreeing, if maybe the Bavli can also stand, well, maybe this Gemara is mashmaklai. Not that way. Maybe the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi. Balkavana, that's his svara. So you see three shittas in them. The Ramban learns that if your own mitzvah ain't shichas kavana, it's klar that a kavana can't be ma'akev. And even if your mitzvah shichas kavana, it means kavana l'shem mitzvah. But you don't need a specific the pratim whether it's a tkiel l'fanel, the tkiel l'achareh. That's mamish not negeya b'chlal. The Rashba holds if your mitzvah ain't shichas kavana, vadi you're right. You don't need any kavana. Kavana can't mess it up. But if your mitzvah tzrichas kavana, so who adin, you'll need a kavana. Is it the key in the end? Is it the key of the beginning? Is it one key? Is it two keys? Avada that would shter. If you mechavan differently than what it could be, then it would shter. You don't have the kavana. The Ran learns, no. Even if your mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, if there's no kavana, so in the middle it's that way. But if you're mechavan in the mitzvah to do it for this tkiyah, for the tkiyah, let's say you want it to be both keys, the tkiyah at the end and the tkiyah at the beginning of the next Seder, and it can't be that, so it can't be one big tkiya for this Seder. You shtel the vector safest for the other Seder. And that's mina machrev, lav mina le machrev, even though mitzvahs ain't shichas kavana, but a kavana for a different type of tkiya, then it won't be this tkiya, because you shtel the vector to be another tkiya. You don't need your kavana, but when you have mecham for this, that won't work for the other thing. That's the Ran svar.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.